Now a little news about social media. It involves the number of people you reach if you use social media. You know, your followers on Twitter, people who like your page on Facebook. Admit it, you've checked that number. Marketing experts say it's better to have quality followers than a large quantity. NPR's Netta Ulaby explains.
The conventional wisdom has been for years that lots of followers is a very good thing, especially if you're a company or public figure with a brand to promote. But maybe not so much anymore, says analyst Alan Wolk.
Within the industry now, there's a sort of strong belief that what you really want is a passionate audience, even if it's slightly smaller, versus a larger sort of meh audience.
Yeah, no one wants a meh audience. Maybe that sounds obvious, but figuring out the value of social media followers is a burgeoning business for companies like Clout, spelled with a K, and SocialRank. I met SocialRank's co-founder, Alex Taub, in his New York office.
Most brands, they've been building these massive audiences over the last 5 to 10 years, but they're not doing anything with these people.
Let's take a big company like Nike. Nike runs TV commercials during big sporting events that reach millions of potential customers. It can also blast tweets to its 5.7 million followers on Twitter. Nike can target them by drilling into their data. Twitter bios and what people tweet can help show which followers are soccer fans, who are soccer fans in Boston for a specific promotion, who's missing from the Nike store database, who's also following Adidas.